What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear. Strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/ohio's time.
Are you a questioner, a wanderer, or even a bit of a snooper? If so, then you'll feel right at home in Knoxville. We've got miles of trails to wander in our urban wilderness, award-winning eateries to satisfy your culinary cravings, cultural sites to open your mind, and dog-friendly activities that'll have everyone wagging. Knoxville, calling the curious. Learn more at visitknoxville.com.
I am Johnny White, really, really welcome to Lunch Watch. Hello, I said. I'm saying hello. I have said it just then. Now I'm saying it again. Hello, it's been said. Hello there, again I've said it, for example. The tragic thing for me is that I can't report on the saying of hello whilst it's actually happening, because my time's all taken up in saying it. Does that make sense? Maybe it isn't so tragic, but if I could split myself into two people, I'd have one say the hellos and the other report on them in real time. And it would all be for your benefit, not that you'd show any gratitude, but I can't split myself into two people. I can barely maintain being one for the most part. Maybe I'm none. And in that case, hello and welcome to Lunch Watch. In case you don't know or weren't aware, Lunch Watch is kind of a display-based lunch competition. You send in one lunch you've had between Monday and Wednesday to be reviewed and analysed by myself, John, you are really, really, as well as the ever-shadowy and absent figure of Dan Kinney, to receive the ultimate honour of being this or that week's winning lunch. How are we all? How's the weather in your neck of the woods? Skies look blue and cheerful to me, but then what do I know? Skies can look different to different people at different times of their lives, in case you didn't know. I had an early experience of true terror that involved the blue sky, now I come to think about it. When I was 6, two girls from the junior school, who seemed to be about 45 years old but were probably 9, tied me to the railings in the playground, whilst one of them whispered in my ear to look at the clouds, and that the clouds were going to come and get me. I screamed and cried and bit my tongue and it bled everywhere. But they wouldn't let me go for what seemed like 45 minutes, but was probably under one. School, for the most part, felt like being in a half dream. Time all stretched out and with certain sections performed in higher resolution and illuminated with floodlights made from the light of the sun. I don't want to do any of it again, which is good news seeing as how I can't, but enough about railings and terror. Because it's time to cry about lunch. And there was a fulsome selection this week, and a sumptuous selection, and I was, as ever I am, happy to see them. Lots of vegetables kicking about in the entries this week, and more power to you all for eating them, as far as I'm concerned. They're pretty good, aren't they? Vegetables. Always slightly off-put by the idea that there's iron in some of them. Makes me imagine biting into one and breaking my teeth on a lump of iron. This has yet to happen, but then again, so does confirmed contact with life forms from other galaxies, and that's always on the cards, so I remain vigilant. But before we do the twist with the three front runners, I have to attend to my famous orders of business, and it's a little thank you. I noticed that Thomas, who's most but not all on Twitter, entered 2 lunches this week, and it reminded me that he's done that before. This is quite a selfless act because it invalidates either entry as applicable for the competition whilst being good for the general morale of the whole enterprise. So yes, just want to say from Lunchwatch, we thank you for your service. What sort of service? A lunch service. And so for the three front runners. Firstly, we had Rose. Her entry, a smoothie with spinach, oat milk, peanut butter, raspberries, and a little protein powder. The drink is the lunch. This one had my head spinning. The drink is the lunch. But is the lunch the drink, or is that the same? Will I ever know? Will I grow grey antlers from out the top of my head? Will I have secret meetings in oaken groves? Will it ever stop, really, is what I'm asking. But no, this one sounded lovely, and I can imagine myself eating it or drinking it, or are those the same? And also the question about the antlers, and then we're off again. Secondly, we had Katia. Her entry, chicken and pistachio sandwiches on challah bread, grapes, brackets red, squash, brackets blackcurrant. This one caught my eye, which then alerted my mind, which then instructed my emotions, and it's fair to say I liked the look of what I saw. I had never heard of a chicken and pistachio sandwich, I must confess, but then I've spent my life with my head in the clouds, ignoring the dreadful failures I've presided over, and not listening properly when people tell me about the latest sandwiches. But no, this was a good one from Katia. And lastly, we had Cara. Her entry, 3 pieces of cheese on toast made with giraffe bread, 2 cheeses, Dijon mustard and Henderson relish with a chocolate eclair on the side. It was delicious. I can imagine this one cheering me up a great deal, and I hope it had that very effect at time of eating. Unless Cara already was very cheery, because that could spill it over into outright mania. So best enjoyed in a bit of a somber mood, I would say, to get the benefit. And that was all the three front runners. And as we mull over the... beg your pardon?
What?
And as we mull over the three front runners, I would like to play the game Heads or Tails with Zoe. Who's here? With the coin. The all-important coin.
I've got a coin.
Do you have... Will you reveal which type it is?
50p.
50p, the mother of the world.
Oh,
10p. Oh, no. 50p's a Pepsi Max big one. I can't get these right.
Yeah, it's really important.
It is. Otherwise, people won't know what to call coins colloquially.
What's 50p, then?
Pepsi Max big one.
Okay. Oh, yeah, you just said that.
All right.
I've got a Pepsi Max big one, I should have said.
So a shining Pepsi Max big one is garnishing the palm.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're listening at home, if you'd like to affix in your mind for what you should want this to stand for, decide. Zoe is preparing to turn the coin in the air. And there she goes. I didn't look at that one. Is the flip good?
The flip's good.
The flip's good. And do we have a reading?
We have got a reading.
Please tell me.
It's Tails!
Tails! Woo! Back on dry land, finally.
Bitch is back.
Well, thank you very much, everyone out there, for taking part. I hope that has cleared some stuff up for you. And thank you very much, Zoe, for facilitating the coin.
Thank you.
And goodbye.
Bye.
So the final verdict fast approaches. I hope your afternoon is as good as your morning. And that your morning was good, and if it's the morning, I hope the same thing, but with everything flipped around to make it make sense. And that you'll still be friends with me, up to and after I do the recap. Will it be Rose? With her peanut butter and raspberry smoothie? Might it be Katya? With her chicken and pistachio sandwich and squash? Or can it be Cara? With her cheese on toast with chocolate eclairs? And it's what I want to tell you all that this week the winner is Katia. The business upon which I am phoning is to tell you that you have won this week's Lunchwatch competition.
Oh my God. Whoa!
That
That is a huge and sensational honour.
Thank you. That's cool, man. Well, I'm very glad that you're happy. And if you would just like to talk us through the winning lunch and some of the thoughts and decisions therein that led to the having of it.
Oh, okay. So I had a chicken sandwich.
Yeah.
And it was not just any chicken sandwich. It was a chicken sandwich with pistachio nuts in it.
With pistachio nuts. I see. This is something I've never.
Yeah.
Is this? Have you made this up?
By no means. No. So two of my friends who run a catering company called Feast, they catered my mum's birthday party a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
And one of the things that they made was chicken and pistachio sandwiches, and I really recommend it.
Oh, nice!
It's just fantastic.
So what?
Yeah.
Is it the soft pistachios? Is it just literally like pistachio nuts?
Literally just that, and then toast them a little bit in a dry pan, and then chop them up, I guess. That's what I did.
Nice.
And then mix them with chicken and mayonnaise. I'm sure that the version that my friends made was much more complicated, but, you know, I'm no chef.
Okay, that sounds fantastic.
Like that. Which would be great. And I had challah bread, which was delicious.
And what did you have to drink? What drink accompanied?
It was an adornment of sorts. It was blackcurrant squash, Robinson's.
Nice. I once, on the subject of Robinson's squash, although this is orange squash I'm talking about, although it's similarly branded. In 2016, I got sent as like a sort of friendly prank 21 bottles of squash by my friend. It's like a sort of nice, because I was hungover. So I said, oh, can someone send me a bottle of squash as like a joke? There was an Irish band staying in the sitting room called the Number Ones, and they were sort of there when I was I was too ill to want to explain properly. Why?
You have to pretend like it was normal.
Because they were like, what? And I didn't want to, I just was like, oh, this is my friend's, it's kind of played it off as if it was very normal and also something, or either very normal or something that I didn't want to talk about.
it's painful to go into.
And then we all watched 8 Mile together, I remember. It was a fun day. Anyway, that was 2016, but now is 2021. And the next question I've got is, have you had your lunch today?
Well, so when I'm at work, I always have soup in a thermos.
Oh, nice.
Because I don't want to have to use the shared microwave, because it's kind of gross. And I had a banana and a tiny orange and a packet of mini cheddars.
Nice. What kind of soup?
What kind of soup? It was like Mexican chili kind of thing.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it was really nice. My lunches are quite stressful because we have this rule in the hospital where I work where you can only have one person at a time with a mask off.
Oh, yes.
And so when there's like five of you eating lunch together, it's like you've got to have like, you've got to time everything right. So like somebody's using the microwave and then you can have a few bites. And then when they come back, you've got somebody else is waiting for their food to cool down. So you've got a little bit of time.
Well, that's great. And are there any lunches you particularly like to see win in the future? It's my third question, which I ask.
Whoa. Any kind of lunches? That's a fantastic question. I would love to see just some really honest lunches rise to the top.
Really, you know, honest lunches should rise to the top.
Yeah, that's what I want to see. I don't want any faff, you know.
No faff, just the real stuff.
Yeah. Like the super noodle that you've like left and it's gone a bit cold. Like, that's great. My sister has had super noodles on toast for her lunch often.
Ooh.
So maybe that.
Well, tell her to enter and then I'll see what I can do.
can't be rigged.
Yeah, no. By the way, it might win. I don't know. No, it's not rigged. There's no rigging goes on. This is like this phone call is going to be played back on like BBC News evidence. Thank you very much for taking part. Congratulations again. I hope you have many more happy lunches and a great rest of the year and rest of all time.
John, thank you so much. I wish the same for you.
Well, thank you. And have a nice day and goodbye.
Bye.
Sometime in 2010, I was walking through a forest trying to be very clever about a shortcut to a pub. And it was getting dark and I was starting to panic. This is a true story, by the way. Not that anything much happened, sorry to say, but anyhow, where was I? Ah, yes, in the forest. So anyway, I was walking through a forest, a wood really, but you know. And so it's getting darker, and I'm quite a fearful person, as is evidenced by the story from earlier about the clouds, and I'm starting to panic. And I start walking erratically, running at times, at one point falling over and into some brambles. It would no doubt have been very funny to witness. And then I saw a house through the trees, and for a split second I had the clearest and most convincing thought that I've ever had, which was, oh my god, it's a gingerbread house. And I've never been more scared or believed anything with as much certainty as I did that. And in a flash, it lifted again, and I realised I'd reached the edge of the forest and found my way back to the road.
Lunch Watch was written and performed by Johnny White, Really Really, with original music by Johnny White, Really Really. The Coin Flip was performed by Zoe Waterman. The producer was Benjamin Sutton, and it is a Hattrick production.
What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear. Strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/Ohio's time.
Are you a questioner, a wanderer, or even a bit of a snooper? If so, then you'll feel right at home in Knoxville. We've got miles of trails to wander in our urban wilderness, award-winning eateries to satisfy your culinary cravings, cultural sites to open your mind, and dog-friendly activities that'll have everyone wagging. Knoxville, calling the curious. Learn more at visitknoxville.com.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards. Save big.